It is the West Coast Feel Good Station 7XS. Good morning. You do have Skurvo for breakfast. You know, what I notice around here is everybody's love for animals. There's plenty of dogs around the place, cats. I know there are a lot of chickens around here. People love, laying eggs and then selling them and that sort of thing. There's so much around, and thank goodness we have a local pet store. Stormhaven Pet Supplies, and once again I'm joined by the owner. We had a catch up a couple of months ago, but we decided to have a chat with her again because there are two stores on the West Coast. There's one in Strawn and one here in Queenstown. So it's great to have Sherry McIntyre back in the studio this morning. How are you going?
Good. Thank you for having me in.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, now one of the things that I always talk about when we hear feedback and that sort of thing is the feedback that you're getting from customers. And I've heard, you've been telling me before we came on air, that it's been all pretty positive.
Yeah, we've been getting some good feedback coming from the customers in, and we're happy for that. So the variety of products that we've got in the shop and some new stuff that, you know, people aren't, you know, used to getting on the West Coast or being able to buy locally, and some of our favorites, I guess, would be, one of my favorite compliments is probably that our prices are quite comparable.
Good.
To everywhere else.
Yep.
So, you know, and sometimes cheaper. So for being out on the West Coast, we're really, you know, proud to be able to do that.
Yep. And one of the advantages, I guess, for you guys is that on the West Coast, you don't have too much competition from other companies. People will rely on you to get the products in.
Well, we're what you would consider a specialty shop.
Yes.
So we get to bring in, you know, things that your local grocery stores aren't able to carry, or that's not part of their, you know, their line. And so, yeah, our products are a little bit more of the step-up quality, a little bit more unique, different brands. One of our favorites is probably, like, you know, the Huskimo or the Duke for pet accessories type things. Or, you know, we got Berkeley and Bella, so you get beds and toys. And
so you've got all the top brands too.
Yeah,
as well.
We carry a lot of really good stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's not just dogs and cats and the household animals. It's horse feed and so on. You've got the lot, really.
It really is. So we've expanded. We've got, you know, quite a section for the small animals. So you've got your bedding and your greens and your treats for, you know, your rabbits and your guineas and stuff. And I've noticed there's quite a few little guinea pigs and rabbits around that are also quite spoiled, which
and
is really
good
to see.
They're good with the kids. The kids love things.
Yeah,
like that.
And they're a nice, easy little animal that, you know, you can kind of, you know, take care of well, introduce children to. So that's really good and popular. And we've got quite a few bird enthusiasts in town.
Yep.
So they're picking up, you know, their fruit nuts and their bars and their, you know, little treats and things for their birds, as well as their, you know, regular seeds and stuff.
And, of course, you are always on hand to give advice to anybody who might be new to pet ownership or farming animals or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. And anything I don't know, I know somebody that does. So, we're really good about being resourceful to find answers and check out what products work good. And especially out here on the West Coast, things could be a little bit different, especially when you're looking at horses and stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be the same here for feed as it is going to be, like, say, on the East Coast where, you know, dry green pastures year-round.
Yep. And in Queenstown, what do you find most? Who are the people that are coming in, dog owners, or is it really across the board?
It is across the board. We've got quite a bit of, the small animals, the birds, the cats, the dogs. Definitely see a lot more cat and bird products here than in Strawn. Strawn's really a lot more the dogs and the, you know, the goats and chooks.
Yeah.
And but yeah, here it's everywhere. So there's huge potential for all the different, you know, animal lovers to pick up what they need.
Well, in Tulla, there's a guy that actually has cows on his property. Does he come in?
I don't think so. I haven't seen him. But we have sold some beef and sheep pellets to some people. We've got a few people in Strawn that have, you know, they come in every couple of weeks to grab their sheep nuts and stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so it's
absolutely the one-stop shop for anything animals.
Yeah.
Obviously, but you're not a vet. We don't want to.
No.
But the vet is close by. That's the thing.
The vet is close by, but, yes, no, we don't really want to get too much into anything that's technical. We, you know, if there's an issue, a health issue with your pet, we definitely recommend going and getting a vet consult. But we carry, you know, the things that you could use on a regular basis, like your flea and worming treatments and, you know, ticks, stuff like that. So, yeah.
And you have a fabulous loyalty program for customers as well.
We do. So, yes, if you come in and you sign up for the loyalty program, every purchase you earn, you know, reward points, and then you can cash those in for, you know, 10% off when you hit your 30 points or what. And then that just, you know, give a thank you to people for their continued support for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, for those who don't know where you are, particularly in Queenstown, but both stores, where are they located?
All right. So in Strawn, we're right on the Esplanade across from the Gordon River Cruise. And in Queenstown, we are 2 Cutton, which is right across from Dilger's Garage. We also have a reserved parking spot out there now. So that's it's a West Coast Council sign on there. You'll see my A-frame there. It's reserved for us. That's just to help with ease of parking and allow our customers to be able to, and us, you know, to load those 20-kilo bags of feed into the back of their car. And, yeah, it's just a reserved spot because parking has been a bit of a difficult, spot on that block. So
supplies, as is often the case down here on the West Coast, obviously can be hard to come by because they have to get down here first. So people really, if they can't delay with things, if they need something, just talk to you straight away.
Yeah, the sooner we know, especially if it's something that's just not what we would carry normally, it's an out of, sorts type product, the more advanced notice we have, the better, because we can always try to throw those things onto the next order. And if it is a new product, if it's something that's going to be used regularly, we're happy to just keep it in stock. Yeah, so we'll bring it in and we'll grab a couple bags, so that way it's always there. When you run out, you come back in and it's going to be there, and we just restock it as we go. Yeah.
Have you got a Facebook page that
we do,
keep people up to date on what new is in the store or what's available and that sort
of thing? Yeah, so we're on Facebook. It's Storm Havens Pet Supply and Doggy Daycare, because we do run that out of Strawn. We do post on, the Our Town Strawn, and we're finding a few of the Queenstown ones now to get onto, Queenstown Tasmania Talking, things like that.
Good. Yes.
But we do encourage people to, get onto our Lairly, since rather than bombarding all the community pages all the time. So if you see our page, just hop on there and then you can follow us and get, when we put sales up or we just had a pre-order special that went on, and, it gives people an opportunity to grab a good deal.
Yeah, no, that's great. Yep, absolutely. All right, Sherry, lovely to see you again. We encourage people to get down there. It is a fantastic place, whether it be in Strawn or right here in Queenstown. Get down there for all your animal needs. Thank you for your time today, Sherry.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Sherry McIntyre joining us this morning, the owner of Storm Haven Pet Supplies on 7XS.